Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney, I was just thinking about food just then, and my mouth was getting all succulented up, and it was just really rumble.
Apparently you ate some this week.
I did. I had some food this week.
Well done.
I'm looking forward to some the next upcoming week and weeks ahead too.
Great.
I'm trying to think if I had anything fascinating or interesting this week that was really cool or standout and not bland and boring as usual. Some lovely cherries.
Yeah.
Still some really lovely.
Last of the cherries.
Beautiful, though. Beautiful cherries.
And first of the omega plums, which is great news for the lover of a plum.
What's an omega plum?
That's the plum.
It's a variety of plum, and it's the plum. It's dark red, sort of slightly greeny red, purple, you know, outer. And they're tangy and sweet, but tart and they're the best plum.
Well, there's not much food that I know about, but having been down to the Black Doris Plum Farms down in Hawke's Bay for the Watties ad that I did, I met a guy down there who's like sort of one of the king plum growers of the country, and he said to me, you ever see those omega ones? He said, they're the ones, and he gave me one. I was like,
omega plums.
Well, up till then, I don't even like plums.
Yeah, well, they're very different. Some of them can be very bland and watery and a bit mush once you chew into them. But omega have good structure and, they're just the king of plums. They're so good. And
King of plums!
They've just come into stores this week and I will be purchasing them.
He said they're quite hard to find them.
Well, I first got onto them when I lived in Wellington, and they would come into Moore Wilson's because they had lots of, you know, super seasonal stuff.
Moore Wilson's, for those who don't live in Wellington, is like, what, the Faro?
Sort of. But it sort of started as, this fresh market. And so they'd say, say where all the fruit is from and...
tree.
But, you know, like region.
This specific tree.
Right, sure.
Farmers.
This suburb.
And, they used to bring in omega plums, and I was like, oh my god, these are amazing. And now they have them at Faro Fresh, and they are just great.
Crazy name for a plum.
Omega.
It's like a car.
This was the conversation I had when I saw them in the supermarket.
What a crazy name for a plum.
Are they the end of plums, from the alpha to the omega? Are they just say the apex end plum?
Fruit name is funny, because I also saw this
fruit
week.
Fruit name is funny.
Fruit names are funny.
They're talking about omega plums.
The naming of fruit.
Yeah.
I saw Valentine nectarines, and I wondered if that was...
Oh, scam, surely.
I wondered if it was because they'd come in, I don't know, this week.
Must be.
They're small and they're super sweet.
I bought you a bag of nectarines.
Dark orange. I'd love a bag of nectarines for Valentine's Day.
Fresh stone fruit on Valentine's Day.
But what I did yesterday, I had some softening peaches and I preserved them in booze.
Hold on, what's this?
Gin?
I had...
Don't be so presumptuous. What did you preserve them in, Delaney?
Gin. Gin and saffron. Preserving fruit and booze is the easiest. It's sort of entry-level preserving. You don't have to... fart around too much with the super sterilization of jars, and I'm really lazy, so that suits me.
I wandered into some talkback about this on the talkback station a couple of weeks ago.
And
it went on for like a day, talking about sterilizing jars. And I thought to myself, different century.
Yeah, I give them a hot wash and then put them in the oven to dry. But with the fruit and booze, I mean, the booze would kill anything anyway, so just hot water and sugar, fruit. Booze.
So you do put sugar in there?
That's what you do. Years.
And you just layer it. So a bit of fruit, chopped up, peeled.
So like a parfait?
Yeah, a parfait of alcohol that you seal in a jar. And I had done some last year, some apricots, and I used them in a trifle this year at New Year's with fresh blueberries. So they were like ginny orange blossom apricots.
You keep those on the top shelf away from the kids, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah. And so I was reading about it yesterday, and you can just eat the fruit as a dessert if you want to. You can use the booze for...
You can drive after that.
No, you use the booze for a cocktail.
Yum.
And, or, you know, you could really spice up your porridge as autumn and winter... You know, starts
the day with a kick. Yep, sure.
Get cold.
Good morning.
Using them in desserts or baking. all through
people
the year.
Turn up for work singing speaking, old sea shanties and things like that.
Speaking of desserts and baking, who did you get to meet? Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't meet Nigella,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't meet her, but I went and saw her speak yesterday.
I love Nigella.
Books and writers wow. Meeting. So do I.
She's great.
She's so great. And she was so wonderful and on
I
stage.
I wish she was up here. She's on here with Mike Hosking this morning. You know what I say to myself? I say to myself,
that's a shame.
Come up here, Nigella. This is,
yeah.
I mean, this is one
we
of the most beautiful
on.
Radio studios in New Zealand.
I should have had her on the segment.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, you know what? It's up to her.
I made a few...
The offer's there, you know?
I made a few of her things. I mean, when I started food blogging way, way back in the day, she was just the absolute ultimate, you know? I got How to Be a Domestic Goddess for my 21st birthday, and she's just... she talked about how she was all about making home cooking, you know, accessible and appealing, because she said in the UK in the 90s, it was so the realm of the sort of dowdy, and baking was the realm of nannas, and she just sort of reached it into the 21st century.
She did pawn it up pretty badly at one stage there when she was at one stage it was like sort of did she just say you know, just rummage around in the caramel and
plumptious beauties and
sniff the crisp bite of this, you know.
She was, do you know, she was so
I had to turn it off.
She talked about how food was just her avenue, and that she was actually a writer first and foremost, and talked about the process of writing and you know, and how she really thought she'd write this great novel, but then found her voice through food, and how important it is to sort of find your own voice and just tell stories, and then rather than, you know, try and be something else. Or
I think her publishing company definitely knew they were onto a good voluptuous thing, but it doesn't mean that her recipes for gorgonzola pasta aren't A, very easy.
Yeah, exactly.
B, delicious. Yes. C, who cares if you eat all the cheese?
Yeah, and she said she takes that responsibility very seriously.
Eating the cheese.
All of it, yeah.
All
so
of the cheese.
She tests her recipes, you know, over and over and over again, because she is aware that she's in so many homes. And
what's she over here? Is she just over here for just for on her
New
own
Zealand
trip?
New Zealand Writers Festival.
All right, yeah, all right. And yeah, she was so articulate and funny and gorgeous, and yeah, it was just an absolute joy, really.
Are you? Would you say she's your number one top sort of inspirational food writer?
Oh, she's one of them. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know what she did say on that? Someone asked, you know, questions at those things are always quite, can be quite hilarious or painful. Mm-hmm. But one woman did ask sort of...
It's a risk,
you know,
eh?
Yeah,
it's
definitely. It's a real risk.
Did ask sort of general life advice, and she said, you know, it's important to not... she said, what would you tell her 23-year-old self, I think?
That very wanker advertising guy?
And yeah. It was, she said, take risks and, you know, that sort of live with fear, but not with too much. So she said there's a fine line between finding that balance. She said you should do things that scare you, but if it scares you too much, then you should stop. And she said,
and how did you take that? How do you think you're going to you know, do that with your life now that you've heard all those wise words? Gosh, that really she's a
goodness.
Well,
me.
I mean, this is we're all friends here, isn't it?
Well, I like the idea of living without fear and taking risks. I quit a legal career 5 years ago to pursue food, and here I am on BFM.
That,
so
in the most beautiful
way. Look how well that turned out.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good timing. So I think, what's next? But she was just wonderful.
Oh, good on her.
Did anyone ask her about the kind of class? Because British celebrity chefs are so class stratified. Like Jamie's your butler, Nigella's your upper class woman who knows all the names of the Italian cheeses.
Yeah, right.
And there are wonderful photos of her that come out playing croquet on a lawn with British MPs when she was at college.
Yeah.
Is that ever kind of touched upon?
It wasn't touched upon, but, I mean, she certainly acknowledged her privileged upbringing, and that she, you know, she worked for the Sunday Times and she was Oxford educated and things like that. So she didn't really. But what I did like, someone asked a question, he was a chef, about everyone with a cell phone having a bad... you know, having a bad opinion on food, that sort of criticism thing that everyone's just slating and,
everybody's,
you know, there's these
now
websites. Yeah, everyone's a critic.
That's going to be, we're going to look back on these years and that's what we'll be remembered for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she said, you know, she doesn't have an answer, but she said, you know, people will put something when they've had a bad experience, they'll shout about it and they won't when it's good. But she said, the more good noise out there, the better. So she said, you know, if you read something great, tell people that you enjoyed something, write, you know, send people a message and say, I really enjoyed your article that you wrote, or, you know, whatever it is. She
right.
said, just
share the
joy.
Good.
Yeah, share the good.
I like to say honk the horn if you want a party.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. So that was cool.
Hey, Delaney, thank you so much for coming in. Someone just texted an apple called Takapuna Russet.
What's that?
There's an apple called a Takapuna Russet.
Ooh, that's a good name.
It's a great name for an apple, eh?
We didn't even touch upon it, and I know you wanted to, so I'll let you have the floor. Lady-sized Doritos.
Well, there was a bit of a hoo-ha.
I just said Sarah somewhere. I thought this was a shenanigans.
Yeah, it was taken out of context, I think. The CEO of PepsiCo, who owns Doritos, was interviewed and said, you know, women don't like the crunch. And I don't think they're bringing out Lady Doritos, but they are investigating female-friendly products, which, you know, everyone was up in arms about.
Female-friendly products are like, what, smaller because we have little mouths?
Yes, so stupid.
Corn chupettes.
Like yes. But I did want to say...
Look, nice. Yeah, I mean, there's three of you ladies in the studio at the moment. Do you have... Here's a bag of Doritos. Do you think to yourself straight away, oh, not the crunch?
Please. Do you really need to ask us that?
No, I mean, this is me. Like, who's
a conversation about eating all the cheese?
Yeah, but so what I'm saying. So in the States, are there these test groups that are just going, oh, apart from the crunch, yeah. You know?
I don't know.
I think it's a
I don't know whether our brethren are letting us down somewhere overseas. Maybe.
Anyway, watch
crouch,
this space.
Loud and proud.
Yeah.
All right. Delaney, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
headlines. Oh. Hey, oh, cool.
Sarah's just telling us a story then about how she suspected that a private jet she saw at the airport when she was off the wedding this weekend could have been the Foo Fighters jet because it was registered to someone in San Jose. And I said, how do you do that? And she goes, oh, you look it up on the internet, you're on the flight tracker.
Yeah, but that's fun.
That's creepy. Standard.
It's not like you go after it with a drone privacy. Or anything.
What about some privacy?
I don't know. That's the air. It's a pretty...
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I've got headlines because it's very...
Oh! Sorry, Leah. Sorry.
Yes, yes. Coming up at 9, the Christian Democratic Union looks set to lead the German government for the third consecutive term. Police in India have arrested an unlicensed doctor for spreading HIV by reusing, a syringe infecting 46 people. Holy crap. Two Supreme Court judges have been arrested in the Maldives for taking millions of dollars in bribes. And the National Cancer Committee...
Who would have thought the Maldives, eh?
Yeah.
Normally such a... watertight, non-corrupt country.
Very transparent. And the National Cancer Committee of Ethiopia has called for more effort in the prevention of certain preventable cancers. Whakarongo tonu mai, that's coming up at 9.
Thank you very much indeed.
Hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Hey, how do you know if someone's a vegan? They'll tell you. Ah, they'll tell you.
Amelia.
Did you know that vegan comes from the Latin word for bad hunter? Vegans!
Amelia, you need to stop, okay? Look, veganism is... just eat this.
Ah, vegan food. Oh, no. Oh, I've botched it. Vegan food is... good!
Meet the V8 Vegan. Crumbed pumpkin, carrot, chickpea and ginger bites joined by vegan provolone cheese. Miso pea mash and their very own Burgerfield custom crafted vegan aioli. Vegolicious. For more information, go to burgerfield.com.
To those who are enthralled by mountains, their wonder is beyond all dispute. To those who are not, their allure is kind of madness.
A cinematic and musical odyssey from director Jennifer Peedham and the Australian Chamber Orchestra. An exploration of our troubled and triumphant history of our timeless fascination with mountains.
What is this strange force that draws us upwards? This siren song of the summit.
Mountain, out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Coyote Down the Gullet New Zealand Tour, Wednesday, February 7th at Whammy Bar and Friday, February 9th at UFO. Hell yeah, bro Stefani, Dunedin Sicker Sheryl Crow covering brother band are hitting the road, cruising the country and scorching your almonds. Only a goddamn fool would miss out. Coyote Down the Gullet New Zealand Tour, Wednesday, February 7th at Whammy Bar and Friday, February 9th, all ages at UFO. Only $5.
Want the truth but can't handle it? Why don't you listen to the f***ing news? Want to post rants without all those annoying comments? Start a diary! Want biased, baseless, bourgeois babble? Read a blog! Want the news but not the weather?
The Wire. Saying it without spraying it. An institution in current affairs and analysis. Weekdays on 95BFM. Wiring together the crooked teeth of media with bracing news, reviews and interviews. And keeping you up to date on what's happening here in Huntley and in other places in the world as well. The Wire. Weekdays. Midday till 1 p.m. only on BFM.
It's the Snedium.
95 BFM presents Con and Moccasin this Thursday and Friday at the Hollywood.
Please take it off.
Wine by Conan. Beer by Conan. Food by Conan. Film by Conan. Con and Moccasin with very special guests. This Thursday and Friday at the Hollywood. Tickets from Under the Radar.
My dad has a saying, a lie begins in the soul and then travels the world.
You follow in the steps of a great man. May you draw upon his wisdom for your exam.
Ali wants to make his father proud, really proud. But things don't quite work out, so he fakes it. Ali's Wedding, an affectionate and entertaining true story about family, duty and love in multicultural Australia.
It's weird. When I'm with Diana, I feel like I'm me, you know?
It's weird because you're engaged.
Ali's Wedding, out now on DVD and digital thanks to Madman Entertainment.
February 8th and 9th at the Hollywood Theatre, 95 BFM presents Conan Moccasin.
It's the Errol Alkin rework of Conan Moccasin's Forever Dolphin Love. Still tickets available for tonight's show at the Hollywood Theatre with Cody Nielsen from Under the Radar. 95BFM presents Conan Moccasin at the Hollywood Theatre tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow sold out. Tonight is still a handful of tickets left for lucky buggers. Are you a lucky bugger? Let me hear your lucky buggers.
Song. Live.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Built a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out in Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, California Caden. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
It's prime time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping ass, ho. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines sit relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
The champion sound, the bugle that blows the many time, and it's still a one more time.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers taste level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Something about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby, yeah. Niggas is lawing just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve.